Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment from our Sunday morning services. We want to invite you to come Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We would love to have the Make Your Day Count family in the house.
And we can just study that word. Mm-hmm. We can live on that word, because I want to tell you, the Word of God is living. Mm-hmm. It's the living word, not the dead word now. Mm-hmm. It's the living word. It has to come out alive in you. And the Bible just say that the Word of God, it is living. It is active. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. So we'll invite you to come out to Celebration Tabernacle, and let's study that word. Let's study it and let it come alive in you, and it takes on. As John chapter 1, verse 14 and 15 said, and the word becomes flesh. Yeah. And that word becomes you now. You become the word. The word becomes you. And when you walk, people see the fruit of the word in your life.
John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So Jesus came for us to be operating in the abundance of life, yes, to have a fruitful life. So there must be evidence of fruitfulness in our life. If there's no evidence, then it's the thief that has come and has still has killed and destroyed that which the Father desires for us to bring forth in the earth. In John chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. So he tells us there that we should go. We should bear fruit. Our fruit should remain. Yes. So if it's not, then there's a thief among us,
yes,
right? We're not connected. So there is, yes, on the Monday and Tuesday, we gave points of the evidence of a fruitful life. So today we're going to move in to the evidence of a fruitless life. Fruitless. So number one, a fruitless life is disconnected from the vine. So it's good for nothing. It lacks the word. And because it lacks the word, it can't produce the word, right? We can't produce what we do not know. We cannot defend what we do not know. You know, if somebody comes with a contrary opinion about a topic that you're well versed in, you can defend it. You can defend your position. You have ammunition in the debate. But yeah, if you just don't know anything about the topic, you can't defend it. If somebody asked me about something or wanted to debate with me about something that I knew nothing about, I can't defend it. But when you have the Word of God, when you know you have experiences because you've read the Word, you've heard the Word, you've tested the Word, you have become as the Word, then when people come with different opinions or different adversity, you're able to defend. You're able to give a defense for your good testimony. You're able to give a defense for the gospel. But when you have no knowledge, no understanding, no time engaged with the word, can't produce the word. can't defend it. You can't produce it. Number two, a fruitless life produces evil because it's producing fruit of the flesh. The Bible says what is flesh is flesh. What is spirit. So if we're not producing fruit of the spirit, then we're producing the fruit of the flesh, which is evil. Number three, a life not connected to Christ has no lasting impact. It's here today and gone tomorrow.
Ooh, that's a puff.
Yes. So when a life is connected, when it's rooted in Christ, there's longevity. There's legacy that withstands time. When people who have come into this earth and they've operated in their God-given purpose, they leave a mark that cannot be erased.
You know, I love the last point that you use. A life that is not connected to Christ, have no lasting impact. It's like a wasted life. It was here, and it looked good, but it's just gone. And that's the end of that. It reminds us, guys, of Jesus talking in that parable. I think when we look back at the parable of the sower, and with this point, you can see the correlation of a life that is fruitless. Because he says, the seed that fall among on the rock, and the stony, it's rock. It grows. But because it has no what? Hurt, depths. It just, and the sun come, it scorched, right? And it was gone. It didn't bear no fruit. It did not produce nothing. It did not last.
It existed, but it didn't last.
That's right. I'm searching for it. It existed, but it has no lasting impact. It was gone.
It couldn't produce after its kind.
It didn't leave anything. Couldn't that Jesus was talking about a fruitless life there? A life that is fruitless? And then he talked about another type that comes up. The one that falls among thorns. He says it comes, but there's so much flesh that it couldn't allow it. The flesh wouldn't allow that growth. So it choked out everything. It choked off that growth, and then it become fruitless.
The only thing a fruitless life can produce is a lot of drama.
I got that.
A lot of drama because we tend to do, being human, we go by emotion. And our emotions, they go up, then they go down, and they go up, and they go down. So that's what happens when your life is fruitless, because the drama gets quite a bit. But if we have a fruitful life, then we're going to put everything into perspective.
Yeah, because the joy comes.
The joy, and like Pastor said, true love only comes from within, with his perfect love. And that is literally the only way. We can love lots of things. And we could even say to people, I love you, I love you, I love you. But true love is unconditional.
Yes.
And that means no matter what, you absolutely love. And you're loving from deep within. All these other things that we say, oh, I love this and I love that. It's good. It's good. We're here on this earth. Might as well go ahead. I love ice cream. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But just know that the true thing of love is agape love. It's godly love.
So we beg you today to let the word of God goes into good ground, the good ground, which is the soil of your heart, where it will produce the fruit of the spirit, and not on the rocky soil. Not on the rocky soil, not on the thorny ground. Because we know, and please, make your day count, family. Study this very careful again. So we become watchful of our life, that we make sure our life is not surrounded with thorns. And could be drama, like it says. Mm-hmm. A lot of drama, man. You just choke out the good word. When our life is full of drama, you choke out the good word, and then we become very unfruitful.
Yes.
Yeah, very unfruitful, unproductive.
Mm-hmm.
That's we're going to produce a life that is unproductive, will not last long, will not bear no fruit, and we want that our fruit will remain. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dad.
Bringing the point, those 3 points together in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth." So the word is what produces fruit.
Yes.
Because the word, Jesus tells us in the parable of the sower, is the seed. The seed is the word of God. So the Lord speaking to Jeremiah, and he says, "I've put my word in your mouth. I've put my words in your mouth. I've put the seeds in your mouth so that you will not have a fruitless life. So you will not have unproductivity. So you will not have just a here today, gone tomorrow life." He says, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." So now if we look at that verse, verse 10, and we go through the points that we had, number one, a fruitless life is disconnected from the vine. That means it lacks the word. The Lord said to Jeremiah, "I've put my words in your mouth." So when the word of God is in our mouth and we're speaking things of God, we're depositing seeds of the kingdom. Number two, a fruitless life produces evil. So like they said, he said here, he said, you have to root out and pull down, destroy and throw down, because any vacant space is something's going to grow there in vacant space. So if you think about even at your home, if you're not tending to certain areas of your yard, they're going to become overgrown. Not that you planted it, not that you went out there each day and encouraged it to grow, but just because there was no other system there, it produced evil. It produced unwanted things. So a fruitless life that's not producing the fruit of the Spirit, the fruits of the kingdom, then leaves open space for just anything to come and dwell and there in that place. And those are things that are unproductive, that are unfruitful and unuseful to the kingdom of God. And three, a life not connected to Christ has no lasting impact. So if we're not planting another system, then we're leaving a void for the enemy to be able to operate in. So we must be continually planting the purpose and the kingdom of God so that the enemy cannot penetrate that ground. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Surrender all to you.